presidente.
President, it is an honor for Guatemala, on behalf of GRULAC, to address the President and the Vice President Rapporteur and to congratulate them on their election. We also extend our gratitude for the opening remarks by Secretary General Rebecca Greenspan. We are convinced that under your leadership, we will achieve concrete and fruitful outcomes. Chair, distinguished delegates, on behalf of GRULAC, we wish to express our recognition for the work of UNCTAD and the importance of the Trade and Development Report 2024, which provides a clear analysis of the challenges facing the global economy amid increasing uncertainty. GRULAC wishes to highlight with concern that global growth remains insufficient to meet the development needs of our economies. In our region, moderate growth and increasing pressures on public debt limit our ability to achieve sustainable development. It is imperative for the international community to take action to prevent developing countries from falling into a cycle of austerity and low growth. Furthermore, the report points out that global monetary tightening measures have had negative effects on our economies, even though these were adopted at a global level, restricting access to financing and slowing productive investment. Greater coordination of macroeconomic policies is urgently needed in order to ensure stability without compromising growth or the well-being of our populations. In the area of trade, we recognise the importance of strengthening the integration of our economies into global value chains, reducing dependence on raw material exports, and promoting sustainable industrialisation. To achieve this, it is crucial that developing countries have access to adequate financing and establish effective industrial policies. GRULAC also reaffirms its commitment to climate action and the need for a just energy transition. However, we caution that financial constraints and volatility in commodity markets hinder the efforts of many countries to advance in this direction. We call on the international community to provide greater financial and technological resources to help our countries adapt to climate challenges without compromising their development. Finally, we support UNCTAD's proposals for a reform of the global financial architecture, including a fairer international tax system and a stronger voice for developing countries in economic governance bodies. It is time to move forward on a fairer multilateral cooperation agenda that ensures inclusive trade and accessible financing for sustainable development. GRULAC reaffirms its commitment to the principles of UNCTAD and calls on all member states to work together towards building a more equitable and resilient international economic system. Finally, GRULAC member countries, which are also part of the G77, associate themselves with the intervention made by Peru on behalf of the group. Thank you, Chair.